You're listening to Week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. Head coach Cody Hess will also join us today in talking about the Wildcats' upcoming game against Harrison tonight. Also breaking down what happened last week against Bossy. Maybe the best we've seen Modern Day play defensively, pitching a shutout in a 42-0 win against the Bulldogs. All that and more right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere. Back here on Week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Cody Hess of the Wildcats is here on the ref and getting ready for tonight's game against Harrison on the road, and also recapping last week against Bossy. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
Hey, doing all right, Brad. Thanks for having us on like always.
Well, cool for you to carve out a few minutes for me on Fall Festival week. I know we were talking before we went on the air, but when it comes to the Fall Festival, what does the Cody Hess routine look like? Because you're preparing for a game. Meanwhile, you've got literal chaos happening right in your backyard on Franklin Street. So what does that look like?
The Fall Festival, it's a great thing for the west side of Evansville and really the entire tri-state. The Westside Nut Club does so much, especially this week, but also throughout the entire year. We appreciate all that they do. It's a lot of fun with everything that they put on throughout the week. But it also does, you know, cause some things during the football week. We got to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves with all the delicious food that they have down there throughout the week. We got to make sure that we're eating the right stuff to prepare ourselves for the best of our ability tonight against Harrison, a very capable team on any given play. So we want to make sure that, you know, our kids are taking care of themselves throughout the week, still staying focused at the task at hand, and being able to practice to the best of our ability has been the main focus this week.
Coach, in my opinion, it's really not too complicated. All you have to do is send your kids out to the Fall Festival with their Letterman jacket. You have a talking to with the Westside Nut Club people and all the vendors saying, hey, you don't serve these kids, okay? It's that simple. Unless you start making Brussels sprouts in that truck, you're not serving my kids. That's what I would do.
Well, easier said than done, but the kids, I think, did a great job of knowing when they could go down there early in the week and then respecting, you know, what they want to accomplish tonight as a team. And then, of course, they'll have all day tomorrow to get the food that they want on Saturday.
Sure. Hey, Coach, I'm going to ask you about this game tonight against Harrison. But before we go forward, let's go backward and recap the 42-0 shutout win against Bossy. Really, really impressive game. You guys seem to play a complete game against the Bulldogs. So take me through how you evaluate that performance for Modern Day Football.
You know, I thought it was a good week for us overall at practice leading in the Bossy. After a game that we didn't play well against North, you know, we went back, had to look ourselves in the eye and in the mirror and decide, you know, what type of team did we want to be moving forward. We had a nice week of practice that week. And then, you know, defense started off, got a nice stop to start the game, led to some good field position. And then from there, we were able to move the ball effectively on offense. And for the first time this year, we felt that, you know, we were able to move the ball effectively, get some stops, and we played complementary football that we hadn't played in a couple weeks now. So it was great to kind of get back in that stance of being able to rely on each other and move forward in positive ways, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. So that really was kind of the tone setter for us against Bossy last week.
Again, Cody Hess, the head coach of the Wildcats here on WREF. How would you evaluate the quarterback play? Obviously, that's pretty fluid with Tate Dunn for the year and essentially his career as well. So the quarterback play in a 42-0 win, how would you grade that out?
Yeah, I think Colton did a nice job, you know, commanding the huddle, getting plays into the getting back and forth from sideline to the huddle, taking charge of the offense. Of course, the more time that you get, you can hopefully become more comfortable, and he did a nice job last week, and hopefully after a good week of practice this week, it rolls in tonight as well.
Again, we're talking to the head coach of Modern Day Football right here on Week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show with head coach Cody Hess, and I'm Brad Klein. We'll take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. back here on Week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Cody Hess is here getting ready for tonight's game against Harrison. Looking forward to seeing what that looks like after a really impressive 42-0 win against Bossy. The Wildcats trying to finish the season strong, the penultimate game of the regular season. And coach, I want to ask you about that. Obviously, you guys are focused on Harrison. I get that. They're a capable team. They're coming off of a win, their first of the year, so they're riding high. But the sectional draw is right around the corner on Sunday night. I know that you guys are waiting on that, and I do know that that's kind of where rubber meets the road on the season, and the season really starts to be evaluated and judged. So how do you keep your guys, your team, focused on this week when you have the draw coming up only a couple of days later?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the main thing that we've been able to kind of stay focused on was, you know, we looked at last week, you know, as a good week of practice, played a good game against Bossy, and we wanted that to roll over to this week, and we want to just take it week by week right now because we know that there's only a short amount of time left of the season, and we want to make sure that, you know, we get better each and every day we take the field. So we took that same mindset as we went into this week against Harrison, that we know that we have a limited amount of for sure days left before the sectional drawing and everything. So we wanted to make sure that we stayed focused at the task at hand because we want to finish the season strong. And we know we have a tough opponent in Harrison tonight. So all focus has been on them all week long.
And again, we'll talk about Harrison from an X's and O's standpoint in a moment. But how difficult is it for you as a head coach, obviously this being your first year, and just the team in general, to be playing three road games in a row to end the season? That feels like a big curveball in the schedule.
You know, and I think you've heard me say it a couple times this year, you know, there's no easy week in the SIC if you're a home team or away. You know, at home, you know, you're on normal routine. When you're on the road, you know, it kind of changes a little bit of your routine. So, you know, we're going to be faced against Harrison that, you know, coming off a win last week and a great win against Central. They're going to be ready to play us tonight on their homecoming as well. So that kind of adds a little bit of fuel for them to want to be successful tonight as well. So we've just got to be able to control the controllables for us, be able to make sure that we're doing our jobs and our responsibilities, you know our keys and tendencies and be able to play to our ability. And if we can do that, we'll give ourselves a chance to be successful tonight.
All right, right there, Coach Hess alluding to it. There's a lot to talk about for tonight's game against Harrison. We're going to talk about it, dive deep into this game between Mondre Day and Harrison on the other side of this upcoming break right here on Week 8 of the Mondre Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Wrapping up shop here on Week 8 of the Modern Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Cody Hess is getting his Wildcats ready to play Harrison. And, coach, you're trying to do something that, well, no one has had to do in the SIAC, and that is silence Harrison. They are right now riding as high as they ever had because they're coming off of their first win of the year against Central. What did you see on tape that Harrison put out maybe differently from the rest of the year?
You know, I thought they looked extremely well put together last week against Central. Offensively and defensively, they played a really complete game. Offensively, you know, we saw is that their quarterback is truly healthy from where he was at the beginning of the year, and he can he can throw the ball, he can run the ball, he has a nice mix from that standpoint. From the outside receivers look, all of their receivers do a really nice job of getting to where they need to be and making plays for them. And then offensive line-wise, they're big, they're strong, and they move people. They get a hold of you, they're going to drive you into the turf. So, you know, we're going to have to be able to be strong against the run, but also know our tendencies for pass strength and also get our coverages in of what we want to do to try to slow them down. And then defensively, they have a strong linebacker core, and they have a great secondary that covers really well, and they did a really nice job last week of slowing down Central's offense. So they look like they have been progressing throughout the year. They look like they've gotten a lot more healthy the last couple weeks as well in their last couple games. So I know they're going to be ready to play against us tonight.
You mentioned the secondary. Darryl Sutton, the junior, had an interception, had a bunch of really big tackles for Harrison in that win against Central as well. What did you see from him? And I don't usually single out corners, but the way he can change the game with a big play as he did against Central towards the end of that first half, I believe it was. I mean, he could be a game wrecker against you guys. So what is the game plan against him, especially with your offense working with a new quarterback, a young quarterback? How do you approach a guy like Sutton?
Well, you know that he can definitely change the game any given time. So you got to be aware of where certain people are at on the field. You have to know maybe where your reads are. And then, of course, when you have a good player like Sutton, you've got to find him each and every play and understand, you know, if we got maybe a matchup we want or if we need to go a different direction or make decisions quickly, because you are exactly right, Brad, that he can change the game in the blink of an eye for sure.
So you're looking at this game against Harrison, and to your point, Coach, it's a tougher matchup than the record would suggest with them only being a one-win team. What do you want to see your guys accomplish? Forget about Harrison for a second. Mondre Day has to do what in order to win this game and make it two in a row?
You know, I think what we did last week is we went out and we played with confidence, and we allowed ourselves to play at a high ability because we played with confidence. So that's kind of been the thing going into this week is let's play with confidence again. Know what we're supposed to do, and let's go out there and do it. You know, let's not sit around and be wide-eyed to start the game. Let's go out there, try to play fast, and if we're capable of doing that, that puts us in good opportunities to be successful. So I think our big message is let's go out there, play confident tonight, and see what happens.
That's Cody Hess, the head coach of the Mondre Day Wildcats, getting ready for tonight's game against Harrison, the penultimate game of the regular season and the final game before Mondre Day finds out who their sectional draw is. So next week on the Mondre Day Football Show, we'll have plenty to talk about with Coach Hess, not only breaking down this upcoming game against the Warriors, but also talking about the draw. So, Coach, really appreciate your time and looking forward to that next week, but good luck tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brad.
All right, we take a step aside. This has been Week 8 of the Mondre Day Football Show right here on WREF.